Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're rocking and rolling with our new friend, Ellen Rohr. I like her name, don't you? Rohr. She's roaring for small business, and I bet that's not the first time she's heard that. She's the author of so many books. She has to have her own shelf in our library, including her new book, which is called The Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan. And she is an author. She's a columnist for, you've probably seen her columns in newspapers all over the country. And Ellen, tell us again how to find you online and how we can find your books.
Go to barebonesbiz.com. It's BareBonesBiz.com. And our latest book, The Weekend Biz Plan, is about gaining clarity about what you want and putting a simple plan into action.
All right.
Can I talk a little bit about how to avoid some of the traps that took me over the abyss?
Please do.
One is gaining clarity. I think that this is the thing I notice about the most successful business owners, successful by their own yardstick, the ones who are having fun, making money, enhancing their lives with their own business. If they're clear about what they want and they have intention to get there, well, you can make a lot of mistakes.
How do they do that? How do they find that clarity, Ellen?
Well, what I suggest is a weekend is not too much to commit. You know, if you were to prioritize, you know, farming out kids who need attending to, you know, go to the store on Friday night, get some food, and then sequester yourself for 2 days. Now, if you can't do 2 days, do an hour.
Yeah.
But at least spend some time with the big questions like, what do you really want?
Do you spend it alone or should you find what my friend Noah St. John calls a loving mirror, somebody to push back on you, or do you do it alone?
Yes and yes. Whatever sounds good to you, because a lot of business owners, a lot of the guys that I work with, I say guys, it's a little sexist, but I work with a lot of plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, you know, contractors. And a lot of these people, they are being planned for.
Right.
One of my mentors told me, be planned for.
Right.
And so what happens is they got thrust into business because they got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
And then their customer says, I'll pay you $30 to do that. So now the customer has set their selling price. And now, you know, this is 30 years later, and they're still behaving
well.
Like
they're
that.
Working for wages. See, that's the thing. That's the thing that the personal services people, consultants do this same thing. If you're in a personal services business, you got to understand that you're a business and you sell products. You don't sell hourly wages. If you're working for wages, then you're probably not going to be. Even if you survive, you're probably going to be like your partner. Your ill-fated partner who died at 33.
Oh, yeah. Awful. And so it sucks the life out of you. So what if you just pause, you know, put life on pause. If you can do an hour, great. If you can do a weekend, fantastic. If you can take an hour a day, no, that's even better. But just some time to shut the phone off, close the door and say, what do I really want?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I best serve? And does this business suit me? And if it does, what inspired action is going to get me there? Now, I'm a big fan of this high-tech tool. Are you ready?
Yep.
I love a binder, a three-ring binder.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
I've only heard
Although
of...
I've thought,
only,
you know, you got
I've,
a lot of technology
I've only, I've only heard of those.
But you can use an iPad. You can do all this on your computer. But a binder's pretty slick. A binder gives you a place to move from thought to reality. So if you think about what you want and you write it down, and then you write down your goals, and you have a place to put the latest copy of your financials and your budget and your marketing plan, now you've got something. You
Ellen,
can go to your wife.
Nothing is as powerful in your head as that same thing on a sheet of paper looking back at you.
Absolutely. And we've moved it then from thought form to reality. Mm-hmm. This is how the creative process
and
goes.
And you can turn it around and show other people what you thought and get their ideas on it and find people who are worthy. Your mentor, you mentioned in the last segment, he was worthy of your ideas. Some people aren't. Some people are negative Nellies. You got to be careful. Again, back to what Noah said, loving mirrors, people who are qualified to be a mentor and who have your best interests in mind.
Love that. Love that expression.
Yeah.
And if you have that with you, suppose you were sitting on the plane with you, Jim, or maybe Warren Buffett, and you said, and somebody said, "What do you do?" And you give them your elevator speech, and they say, "Oh, tell me more." And you whip out your business plan,
mm-hmm.
and you just
people
well,
love that on airplanes.
Only if they ask.
Right.
Don't whip it out at a cocktail party. Only if you ask.
I'm glad you asked. Hey,
here's an investment opportunity.
I've got about 1 minute. What's the most important thing that you learned that helped you turn your company around from literally bankruptcy $40 million a year?
I would say this today: plan or be planned for. To
yeah.
think about what you want and take inspired action in that direction. And don't be denied. If you really, really want to do it, if you know you can be good at it, there's a way to make it happen. Commit it to paper, put a little business plan together, and have some joy and fun in the creation of a winning business of your own.
Well, see, what you're saying, Ellen, is that you see, every business has to execute. Every business mm-hmm. has to put stuff in customers' hands and take their money. That's execution. Every business has to do that. But every business owner has to be an executive part of the time, which is
yes.
what you're talking about. Don't just be a manager that executes. Be an executive that thinks about where's the business going. That's what you've been talking about.
Absolutely. And then it doesn't have to be so hard. You can
yeah.
make a lot of money. You can have a lot of fun.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be hard. You're right about that. Hey, Ellen,
no.
thanks for being here. Good job today. I appreciate you very
Yay.
Much. Will you come
thanks
back?
Thanks so much, Jim.
Will you come back?
Yes. Oh, I'd love to come back. And I'll send you a shelf full of books.
Thank you. We'll see you next time. Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen. Check her out at barebonesbiz.com. Told you we'd have fun when Ellen joined us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance to. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.